everyone, and welcome to the Houston Element Podcast. My name is Missy, and I'm your host. And today, we got some special treat for you. We got some wonderful artists visiting us from Austin, Texas today. Mm-hmm. Alabama native, now living in Austin, Texas, bringing us all that heat. Okay.
Oh, no.
The one and only 1K Spin.
Appreciate you having me.
Yeah, man. It's wonderful to have you, man. Appreciate you stopping by while you're in town.
Oh, yeah. This is dope. Nice setup.
Thank you, man. So for those that are not familiar, can you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Yeah. Originally from Birmingham, Alabama. Moved to Austin to focus on music. Went to high school in Atlanta, though.
Okay.
Oh, I right outside Atlanta. And, moved to Austin to focus on music, and that's been the best move yet.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, Austin is a pretty, bussing town with a lot of college students. So you got a lot of people that are eager to find a path.
Yeah, definitely. You know? It's easier to reach people.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, definitely.
So what has been the kind of fan base that you've noticed coming out of Austin in particular with all the diversity of the college students?
It's younger. Yeah. It's a younger fan base. Around like 18 to 20 years old.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Older babies.
Yeah. Yeah.
But that's incredible to be able to reach such young, impressionable minds, too.
Yeah. Yeah, come with responsibility.
You said it, sir.
Definitely.
So, how long have you been about this music game, man? What first started it?
Oh, man. Going on 2 years now.
Yeah?
Yeah. 2 years. I was freestyling in the crib and my bro at the time, I was just freestyling for fun. He heard me. He was like, we got to go to the studio. Like, you got to get in the studio. So we went like the next day or the day after that. And it was a good first time and tried to double back, see if that same feeling would come back. And it did. So I knew I had to lock in. And
Wow. Okay. Right on, man.
Yeah.
So how has your journey been so far, man?
It's been great. It's been a tough one, but it's been great. I can't complain. I appreciate everybody who support me, because that's important when you're doing something from scratch,
No lie.
And from the bottom, nobody has done what I'm doing, who's around me. So it's a lot to take on, but it's worth it, though.
Yeah. Oh, man. So what kind of things have you had to learn along the way to help to keep your music career, as peaceful as you can.
Not to say it in a bad way, but to really focus on myself.
Mm.
Focus on my, not necessarily taking a break, because I don't really take breaks from music, at all, but knowing when to look out for yourself, because the people, nobody's going to be looking out for you, especially in the music. And I also learned that you're not going to finish with who you started with.
Mm-hmm.
I heard a couple of big artists say that before, and I didn't really take no heed to it until it was my own situation. So, mm-hmm. Yeah, it's just really, you probably won't finish with who you started with. And then even after that, you're going to end up doing it alone, sometimes.
Yeah.
And there's nothing wrong with that. That's even better because it shows who you are as a person.
I like that you said that, that you're I have this opportunity to inspire young people's minds and it comes with responsibility. But to be there for you guys, and I'm going to get all emotional because I'm an emotional Nancy, but to be there for an artist, of any variation is responsibility too.
Oh, yeah.
Because you hear about these horrible things about these young actors or musicians having the horrible upbringing, and it's all because they didn't have the right folks around.
That's real.
And that's not fair.
It's not. And like you said, it's also important for the people who support to actually be there. It's a responsibility with that. But I feel like the people that surround me now, they're there for me. I can actually call somebody and they're going to pick up the phone for me, talk to me, help me through a certain situation. It ain't always been like that. And, that's big. That's big for people because it gets dark. It gets dark sometimes.
Yeah. I mean, you're not just a pony show, you're not just a traveling circus, you are an emotional, caring, feeling person too, you know?
Exactly.
It's not just like, okay, go here, take a shot and be talented.
Yeah, like, exactly. Mm-mm. Exactly. That's real. That's real. But you got to keep the ones who actually for you, just keep them close.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Mm-hmm. So how has your journey been with, you know, doing the recording and laying down projects so far?
Oh, man, it's been amazing. Like, that's my favorite part out of anything, because I'm truly in it for the music.
Uh-huh.
Like, if I could just make music and not perform, or make music and not have to travel, that's what I would do, like, all day, every day. I'm into it for the music. So, like, music is the best part for me. Recording, the whole process from writing to hitting the studio, that's my favorite part, for sure, because it's real relieving.
So do you like to write at the studio, or do you have stuff prepared before you hit the sessions?
Stuff prepared before, because, like, even I say I have over, like, 200 songs written.
Mm-hmm.
I have, like, 100-something recorded now.
Mm-hmm.
But writing also, like, relieves stress from, like, that goes on through the daily. So sometimes I'll write and it won't even record the song, but it still helped me in a way, you know. And I still had a song in my head, so that's the cool part about it.
I respect that, man. You know, y'all gotta have to keep some things for yourself, because it just gives more meaning, you know.
Yeah.
Even though your fans would be like little crackheads, be like, yo, man, I heard there was a sick song you laid down, man. Can I just drop a little hook? Like, but I respect that.
Though. some things you gotta know to keep to yourself.
Yes, yes, man. What kind of elements are important to have for you in your music, whether it be the writing, the mixing, mastering?
I say definitely the writing. And mostly the final product.
Mm-hmm.
I'm real big on my final product. I record a lot, but I'm at the point now, I used to go in and record 4 songs in 2 hours, but now it's 2 songs in 2 hours, sometimes 1 song in 2 hours, just to make sure everything's right on each song, because I want quality, you know, so that's the biggest thing to me.
And I listened to a lot of your stuff before you got here too, your track Emo, and it has a really nice melodic, really relaxing, you know, instrumentals, and your vocals too, you know what I'm saying?
Is that
a typical style that you enjoy doing?
Definitely. I feel like it's more soulful, you know, and me being from Alabama, you know, we about soul down there. So yeah, definitely. I definitely say that's me, more melodic rap. Like, more melodic hip-hop.
Okay. I like that, man.
Yeah.
So do you do anything special, like, for vocal training or for rehearsal when it comes to, like, before you hit the session, to make sure you're in that right place to deliver those kind of vocals?
My taste, she got me drinking tea.
Yeah?
Yeah, so I be drinking tea now, and it helped.
Yeah.
It helped a lot.
Cutting out the sodas and switching for tea?
Yeah, definitely. And even the juice, drinking tea, and then also warm water.
Yeah.
I take, like, room temperature water with me to the studio.
Yeah, that's what I heard. It's like a lot of vocalists in particular, like, warm water, no ice.
Yeah, no ice. Definitely,
you know?
Not even cool.
Yeah.
I don't even need it cool, because that's just, it throw you off. I need warm water.
Yeah, that's crazy, man.
Yeah. It's weird when you think about it. Like, I wouldn't just normally do it, but when I know I'm going to the studio, I always make sure I had that.
Oh, yeah.
It really clears things up.
I mean, it's crazy, man. I don't know all about that science stuff, but there is a science to it, specifically why warm water is better. Maybe because it's more soothing?
Yeah, I think so. I would say that it's more soothing, and it just clears your throat up.
Yeah.
It clears the throat
up. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Okay. I like that, man. And so, like, with your tracks like Emo and some of your other tracks, you know, you got that melodic rap kind of beat to it kind of thing.
Yeah.
So are you, like, trying to tell different stories with your music? Is it based on experiences?
Oh, yeah, definitely. All of it is real life. It could be about me. It could be about my take. It could be about somebody, like, that's with me on that day. It could be anything, but it's something that's definitely happened before, whatever it is or whatever I'm talking about, for sure.
Okay. Okay, right on, man. Right on, man. But you keep those golden nuggets, those serious golden, like, bricks for yourself. And that's okay. I respect it, man.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay? Just lock your door, because one day you might see me over there with the headphones talking about, I just need to listen to a couple bars, man. I'm going to go. So, can you tell us about any of your recent projects that you worked on?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Like ones I already have out?
Yes.
Yeah, I just released one not too long ago called Spin.
Okay.
Sometimes Pain is Necessary. It's like 6 tracks on there. I feel like that one, it really talks about who I am. Mm-hmm. Because those were like, those tracks, some of those I recorded like a week before I released the project. Some of those recorded a year ago. Some were 6 months ago. And I just put the ones that made sense together, like about me as an artist, and put those on the track.
And I like that you said something about that. You said that sometimes pain is important. Can you elaborate on that a little bit?
Oh, yeah. I feel like that's what it takes to be successful almost.
Mm-hmm.
Just because, like, it's going to be up and down. And so when it's up and down, you got to know how to still keep your composure, still be solid when it's down.
We're trying.
No, definitely. We definitely trying. It doesn't always happen, but, you know, we trying. That's what matters.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I've said it before, and I can't stress it enough, you know. Like, that's why I respect you guys, because y'all go out there and deliver your heart and soul out to strangers night after night, you know. And the next day, you're ready to smile and do it all over again.
Yeah.
And a normal person like us would be like, don't talk to me for a month. All right. When you call, all you hear is the crackling of chips, you know, things like that, you know, like completely devastated. And y'all just like, wow.
Yeah. I think for true artists, like, it's easy to get over, because if you're recording all the time, you know, it's like you're moving on to the next thing, you know. So it's like you can't really sit in one element or one mind space, mm-hmm. I guess you would say, because you're already on to the next thing, mm-hmm. the next day. So,
exactly, man. So, since you've been doing your music career, have you been doing a lot of live shows recently?
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. I just recently had my own event. Yeah, yeah, and it went up. ATX Spin Fest.
Oh snap! Can you tell us about that?
Yeah, it was real cool. Shout out to the host, How Much Studios, sponsor A Smoke Shop. It was cool. Shout out to Eli for coming through and everything. Mate, like, it turned out to be a great show. It was almost sold out.
Oh my god! Wow, man! Yeah. And this was the first event you put on yourself?
This was my first own event.
Oh wow.
Yeah, it was really dope. That was one. That was recent. That was in I think that was in, was that in June? May? It was in June. Yeah, it was in June. I think it was like June 10th.
Wow. And yes. Was that in Austin as well?
That was in Austin. Yeah.
Oh wow.
Close to downtown. So.
Ooh, wee. Location, yeah, yeah. Location, location.
Yeah. It was hitting. That was good. I performed during South by Southwest.
Wonderful.
That was super dope. Yeah, and then I did a show for 420.
Okay.
That was really cool, and I got a show tomorrow here in Houston.
Okay, yes. Tell us about the show in Houston, man.
Yeah, it's supposed to be at the White Swan.
Okay.
Shout out to the band Spontaneous for putting me on it. You know, that's for bringing me out to Houston, so this is cool.
Awesome, man. Is it your first time playing in Houston?
It is my first show in Houston.
Wow.
First one ever.
Wow. But, I mean, obviously, you know, I'm telling you, these are the people like, yo, what's up, son? You coming to Houston sometime soon? Like, we need some of that beat, man. You're in demand, all right.
Yeah, yeah.
That's wonderful, man. That's wonderful, man.
Appreciate it.
Oh, my God. So, do you have any kind of, like, rituals or rehearsal techniques you do before live shows?
I really just blast my music and just listen to my music.
Yeah.
That's really it.
No
real rituals. My performances allow me to just actually show my feelings that I had when I recorded the song. So, it's easier for me to just go out there and put on a show.
Awesome. Awesome, man. Y'all are so brave. You're just so organic. You're just like, hello, I'm awesome. And you're going to hear awesomeness. Prepare yourselves. And it's like, wow. I would never have the guts to do that. It's awesome, man. That's awesome, man.
Thank you.
So are you bringing, you brought your lovely fiance with you to
town?
Shout
out to her. Shout out to her. She really needs to show her face.
Hey, just like you keep gold to yourself, there, that's another piece of gold you keep to yourself.
Oh,
you know what I'm saying?
Definitely.
All right. Treasure always.
Always.
Okay.
Now she the reason I'm here. Yeah.
Oh, that's wonderful that you got your support system out here to come and do the show with you, man.
Oh, definitely. Yeah. I wouldn't even be doing music if it weren't for her. Not at this point. So, yeah.
Big shout wonderful, out to man. Her. That's wonderful, man. Mm-hmm. And have you ever performed with these artists that you're going to be performing with tomorrow?
I haven't. So, yeah, it's kind of like a mixed bill. Like, I'm performing with their bands. They're mm-hmm. actually bands. And I'm a solo performer. I'm just me and my DJ. So, shout out to DJ Cisco. Huge shout out to him. Great people. He's been there for me since I touched down in Austin. So, shout out to him.
Oh, wow. Okay, that's awesome. So, you got your traveling DJ with you as well for the show?
Yeah, yeah. Woo! He will be here.
Thank goodness for that, man.
He will be here.
No disrespect to the house techs, you know what I'm saying? Engineers, yeah. You know what I'm saying? But sometimes it's just, like, for you, for vocalists, it's good to have, you know, your travel engineer or
definitely,
DJ.
Yeah. Definitely, yeah. Even, and shout out to Ian, my engineer. I'm giving a lot of shout-outs right now. But these people deserve it. They deserve it. They real big for me. So, yeah, shout out to Ian. He's great, too.
Have you been working with them since the beginning of your career?
Not really, no, because I started in Atlanta when I first became 1K Spin. But I guess, so my first song that I put out was in Austin. So I guess you could technically say that. Because, my first song I ever put out, me and Ian recorded it and released it on probably 2 years ago in January.
Wow. Yeah. Wow, that's awesome, man. That's awesome, man. So what do you like most about working with your engineer and with your DJ that makes your workflow and your performance just so much easier?
I feel they get me. They understand me and who I am as an artist and also what I'm trying to be.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we feed off the same energy with everything. Like, I could be recording something and in the know, I'm still going to say something more. And he'll just let it play out. And we look up and that part, whole part has been recorded. And even my DJ Cisco, like, we always on cue with things. And he know when to take the music down, bring it back up, everything. So we really locked in.
I mean, yeah, like, that's like your bandmate, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know, you may be a solo artist, but the DJ is kind of like your bandmate. You know, he's part of your tour family, you
definitely.
Know? So,
definitely.
Like, yeah, shout out to the tour families, production families, you know what I'm saying? Because
for sure.
Y'all make the world go round, man.
Definitely.
Have you collaborated with any different artists here in Austin or other places in your career?
I have, not necessarily in Austin, but me and this artist from Australia, his name's Christos. He's really good. He's really good. We got some, like, pop rock, like indie rock songs.
Ooh.
That we got in the stash that we're gonna release soon. Those are dope. And my guy, Sage Castleberry, he's more like a country artist, but we got some stuff coming too, so.
Okay, so yeah. You're not afraid to experiment with different genres or styles?
Oh, no, I love it. That's music.
Okay,
that's
okay.
Real music.
And, I mean, that's when you said you take care of your throat, you know, because that's your instrument, you know what I'm saying? So you can be ready for any kind of style.
Definitely.
Wow.
Definitely.
Wow, man. Oh, that's exciting. Oh, that's so exciting. I love when an artist surprises me, you know?
Yeah.
That's awesome. Oh, that's so awesome, man. So besides you mentioning before about, you know, learning, you know, not everyone's going to start, who started with you is going to finish with you. Definitely. What kind of things have you learned about, you know, as a musician, lessons to like increase your craft, your workflow along your career?
Oh, yeah, it's really just about balance. Knowing when to, I guess the more you get into it, you'll know when the perfect time is to write. Mm-hmm. When the perfect time is to put everything down and just be with your partner, or, you know, just go off and just do other things. I think the more you into it, you learn a cycle. Mm-hmm. And when you get accustomed to that cycle and just, you know, build off of that. Mm-hmm. And, you know, when you can find an extra 10 minutes to go write or go record, go make that happen, because you might not get that chance again, you know, so...
Very true.
Yeah, I always want to capitalize on every moment.
Very true. Yeah. Now, being as dedicated as you are, though, how do you find time to just for yourself, you know, to balance, you know, being able to just, you know, have a mental break, so to speak?
To be honest with you, I don't. I don't, for real. I don't. And that's the tough part, but... I'm a workaholic. Like, I've always just, when I'm locked in, I'm locked in, and that's just what it is. And I'm still trying to take care of my family. Got, you know, so I got to make it happen.
I know how that is, man. It's like, I don't even know how to take a break on my day off.
Yeah, exactly. There really isn't a day off.
No. And because you love what you do, and you're good at it, you know what I'm saying? So it makes it easier because, you know, you're passionate about it, man.
Yeah, you definitely. Know? Definitely. It is my passion. Like, yeah, I'll probably do music till I'm past, for sure.
I'm telling you, man. You know, and even you see these old engineers, you're like, are they okay?
Yeah, exactly.
Like, should somebody poke them, make sure they're alive? And they're just like, I got nowhere else to be.
Yeah, they love music.
I love music. Yeah. And they'll be in a rather like, you won't believe the bands I've seen.
Yeah, you know? Exactly. Exactly.
Is there anyone that you're particularly interested in working with in the future?
Oh, yeah. Kid Laroi. Jack Boy, Lil Papa, Post Malone. This list can go far.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, man. So, do you have any plans for any kind of future projects coming up later this year or any special shows?
Oh, yeah. So, I got a project coming out in August called And Don't Come Back. It'll be my third EP this year.
Ooh, wow.
But this one mean a little bit more. So, yeah, I got some really coming with that one. And then we also having a ATX and Don't Come Back tour in October in Austin. So, yeah, that's going to be dope as well.
All right. And whenever these dates go on, following your page is the best way to learn about upcoming dates?
Definitely. Follow me on anything at 1K Spin. Number 1K Spin.
All right. Yeah. And y'all check him out. And I mean, this isn't going to upload just yet, but I'm telling y'all, past yous, future yous, you need to see him in Houston at the White Swan tomorrow.
Tap in.
Okay. 7-1. Do it.
Yeah, appreciate you.
Well, thank you so much for joining us today, man.
Definitely. Thank you for having me.
I mean, a pleasure, man.
Yeah, it's great.
Do you have any last bit of advice for the listeners?
Oh, yeah. Stay grounded. Be yourself. And you got more power when you talk less.
Say less.
Yeah.
Okay? Don't let them take the power away. Say less. You heard it from 1K Spin, and that's real. Well, thank you guys so much for joining us this week, and we'll talk to you guys next week. Peace.